This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Coach, how are you this morning? And I tell you what, I'm looking at this guy across the table from me, and I feel really, really special today to get this guy in the studio.
Well, absolutely. I'm doing great, and likewise, one of my greatest friends, buddies, mentors is with us today, and I'm excited.
Absolutely. When we talk about Clark and the Coach, we talk about Bruce and I all the time. We get coaches on all the time. But I tell you what, Coaching Tree, and as I go 20 years out here at KFK, almost everybody I run into has a Mark Rogge connection. And Mark is in the house with us today. Coach, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me. I'm honored to be here.
Absolutely. Man, we're just so honored you're in here just to talk. I want to talk about the career of Mark Rogge. It's iconic coaches out here. I think about guys. I think about Bruce, who's been out here forever. We just put together your coaching career and Bruce's. That's 92 years of coaching our kids out here. So the first thing I say to you, thank you. Thank you for what you've done with our student athletes. Thank you for being such a great mentor. And the greatest thing about you is I hear all the time, okay, I coach with Mark Rogge. He was instrumental in now me going on and being a better coach. Everybody says, you know what, the greatest thing about Mark Rogge is he's just the best person. And that's what I love about you, man. You are all about making better individuals, and you've done that for a long time with our kids. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And I have to give honor and glory to my Savior first and foremost.
Absolutely.
Because coaching has always been a ministry to me, and that's an important facet of this.
And Coach Clark said 92 years between the two of us. That means we really must have started when we were like 8 and 10 years old, yeah. Because we can't be that old, right?
The time just marches forward.
You know, and Clark mentioned, you know, how renowned you are in Northern Colorado. It's statewide.
Yeah, well, there's no
doubt.
You
know, I spent, you know, several years. I spent 24 years in Jefferson County at Green Mountain High School. We all know Mark Rogge, the, you know, football coach at Greeley West, the compete. When you look at the brackets, I can still remember coaches in our building looking at the brackets and saying, man, I hope West and West are on the opposite side. You know,
that's
just
right.
Just the respect and what you built, not just at Greeley West, but that's where you, you know, kind of made your foundation as far as gaining the respect of so many people. And then, like a lot of people, you went on and coached at Resurrection Christian and been to some various places. And every time I talk to somebody at one of those schools, it's like, I can't believe what I've learned from Mark Rogge.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. The name just keeps coming up, folks, and always, always in a powerfully great way. Advanced Roofing Technologies, 30 years out here. Northern Colorado's, they're the best folks in the roofing business. Get them on your side. Bruce did it over at his house. Loved it. They rocked it and rolled it. It is Brad Evans and his great staff. Give them a call today at 970-663-0203. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies again, 663-0203. Get Brad and his staff on your side, just like Bruce did. You're going to make a very, very smart decision. Advanced Roofing Technologies. All right, in with Mark Rogge today for about the next 30 minutes. This is a blast, no doubt about it. Let's go over the, let's just kind of run through it. And when you walked in the door, I said Greeley Central for about 5 years to start your coaching career. But you were a volunteer coach at Greeley West to start it. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, I started, I got hurt playing football at UNC. And I couldn't continue. So I ended up going to Greeley West High School as a volunteer coach for a couple of years.
Sure.
And kind of cut my teeth into the coaching profession that way. And I coached football and track there. And then I got my first teaching job and legitimate coaching job at Central 2 years after that.
Coach, was that with John Christensen?
John, I didn't coach specifically with John.
Okay.
But John was there when I was a player at Greeley Central, yes. And John had just retired before I went over
Okay.
there.
All right, but we'll go down the tree here. I wanted to throw this in, too, and this was kind of hit me hard this morning. Kate Alton, yeah. Long time, 2000 to 2005 head coach at Northern Colorado University, at UNC here, but he was on a lot of other staffs, and that's another guy that you talk to people involved in football here in Northern Colorado, and the name Kate Alton comes up a bunch. What was your relationship with Kate?
Well, I was one of the very fortunate people to be able to coach alongside with him as a colleague when I was at West for 5 years. And I can tell you that to coach with somebody like that is special, because Kay Dalton wasn't just a local legend in the coaching profession. He was nationally known.
Sure.
And he was one of the orchestrators of the zone offense. And to cut your teeth with somebody like that, Kay was able to share with me things that he had done as a national champion at UNC.
You bet.
And so I was fortunate because I got to learn from the best on how to watch film, how to plan practice, how to game plan, all of those things that I had done for years. But I can tell you that in those 5 years, I learned more from Kay than I'd learned in all my previous years.
That's fun. And for me, it's almost 20 years ago now. My very first UNC trip to go out and broadcast for UNC football was with Kay and his team in 2005. And I will tell you, I was a green thumb, and he was just so cool to me. But I remember holding my microphone out for the first time to interview him and my hand just shaking and thinking, this is the big time. I've got Kate Alton on the hook right here.
Yeah.
So it was that's just a memory that I heard that today, and prayers and our thoughts certainly to the Dalton family. But that's a guy that, as you said, as I get through here and I keep running into the Rogie crowd, there's a Kate Alton crowd out there as well.
Amen to that. We're going to all miss Kay.
All right. Greeley Central, some years there, about 5 years head coach there, something like that?
No, it was actually 14 at
14
Central.
At Central? Wow. Yeah. Holy cow.
And I was a graduate of Greeley Central, and then I coached there after my short stint at West for 14 years. I was the head track coach and assistant football coach. I think we had 4 or 5 head coaches during that time period. So I had I loved my experience at Central.
Absolutely.
I really did. I had great memories there.
Who were some of the big characters at Greeley Central that kind of showed you the way?
Okay. Well, football-wise, Mick Holmes.
Oh, they're sure, Mick.
Woody Wilson, John Johnson, Ron Ernston, and the names could go on.
Sure.
And then track, we had a similar crew with that. But I was able to I wasn't ready to be a head coach, but I got an opportunity to be. And I learned real quickly that in order to be successful at that, I was going to have to do a lot of learning and growing. And so I was fortunate to be – I traveled, I talked to people, and I was very fortunate because I had really good kids that time.
Absolutely.
And you guys both know, good athletes are going to make good coaches.
Of course, yep.
And that's what happened to me at Central.
And, Clark, I think one of the things that goes a little unnoticed is what a great job Coach Rogie did in the track and
field. And that's what I'm going to say, because when you say Mark Rogie, though, and it's
football.
Yeah, they're talking about the football coach.
Right.
I want to hear the track and field. When did that come up? Was that always a part of your coaching career?
Well, I started football at UNC. I probably wasn't good enough to play there, to be perfectly honest, but I stuck it out. I was a scout team guy. I wouldn't trade that time period of my life for anything. Some of the great relationships and people that I learned and grew from was worth my experience. But I was a track and field athlete at UNC, and I was a pole vaulter.
I was going to say, what's your gig? Yeah, pole vaulting.
I was a pole vaulter at UNC under Tom Benich, and I went through 4 years of that and then became a head track coach. And all I'd ever done is I ran a little bit of hurdles, and then I was a vaulter. But ironically, my first job at Greeley Central as the head track coach was coaching distance runners, and I had no idea what I was doing. I look back at some of my workouts, and I just chuckle because some of the things I did learn is even though you may not know exactly what you're doing as a coach, athletes that are really good at what they do, they can overcome a lot of things. And I had a kid by the name of Robert Reyes that I remember, and Robert was a two-time conference champion and a state placer and his distance runner. And he really didn't have a coach, but sure, he was really good. And so I learned a lot through that experience. And then I morphed into coaching sprinters and hurdlers. And I've coached everything in track now. I mean, I've coached throwers. I've coached jumpers. And so it's been a rewarding experience. It's way different than football. But it has its own merit in itself. I think it's really hard to be a good track coach, really hard.
And, Coach, your niche kind of was pole vaulting because you've taken pole vaulters not just from the schools you've been at, but from northern Colorado and taught them how to vault.
Yeah, you know, and pole vaulting is unique. Now, there's not that many people that know how to do it.
Yeah, how do you even get started in that? Does somebody say, here, you know,
here's a pole.
Give this a shot. It's not like running, yeah.
No, you have to, and the way I start kids is, it's like any sport that we've all been in. You teach them the basic fundamentals.
Sure.
And you try to get them over the inherent fears of the event because you're going to leave the ground with a pole in your hand, which is not a normal thing. But I will say that if you teach it right and you start kids the right way and try to avoid, you know, bad habits,
sure,
you can overcome a lot. And so, you know, I've been fortunate to have really good athletes there. And we've been able to have a measure of success because of that for sure. But, you know, last year, just to share a story, I coached a two-miler who came to me. He's had horrible injuries. Joel Fick, he knows him. And Joel said, Coach, I want to be a pole vaulter. And I laughed. I said, Joel, you don't have a fast twitch muscle in your body. That's all pole vaulting is. He says, I don't care. I just want a good experience at track. So to make a long story short, we went through a whole season, didn't jump very high. Went through his last meet and didn't. He had a goal. He wanted to make state so bad, wasn't going to do it. Well, he'd missed a meet earlier in the year, and I got him into a meet. The very next day, he went a foot 9 inches higher than he's ever jumped. Made
just
state
killed it.
Meet. Wow, that and is a great that, story.
That's one of the most. I mean, Joel, you know, he's a tough kid, and he's a great kid, but as a pole vaulter, I would have never thought that.
And, Coach, you've always been an advocate since girls were allowed to pole vault. Yeah. You've been such a huge advocate for our female athletes. Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to I coached a state record holder in the girls' pole vault, and I've got the school record holder at West, school record at Northridge. So I've had some good kids in those events. And so I've been fortunate in that way. One of my biggest highlights in the pole vault is 1994, we went 1-2-3 in 4-8.
Is that a state championship year?
Mm-hmm. No.
No.
It was a first, second, third place in the pole vault in that event.
Wow.
That year.
Wow.
And that, in back in the day, you could only take three kids to state. I left home of the kid that would have got fourth.
Is that right? Wow.
Yeah. So what a year, huh?
The one sitting on the end of the bench would have been right there, too.
That I still have the picture in my office.
And that's crazy.
That's like saying you'd start for a lot of other teams,
that's
but
right,
you're just not starting here.
It's amazing.
That's like the seventh man on Bruce's basketball team at Res when they went
25-0. I would have loved to
have
been the seventh man.
Yeah, I know you would. Yeah. Yep, there's no doubt about that. The state title, though, I thought you said you got a state title in track and field. Where was that and when was that?
Jeffco Stadium, not last year, but the year before.
Really?
And it came down – track is, as you guys know, would be considered a ultra-dramatic team sport, finishes and stuff. But mm-hmm. This year in track, it came down to the last event. We were behind 3 points.
Wow.
We had to win the event and hope that the second place team got no better than fifth, and that happened.
Wow. And for those listeners that don't know where that state championship was, that was at Resurrection Christian.
It was at Resurrection Christian.
Boom. Look at that. Let's see what you do here. You bring out the best information around. Wait till Best Bets at the end of the show. You're killing it. Let's come back in a moment. PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's the WAS. Ryan Wozlowski is the assistant track coach out at Eaton High School, but he's working with so many great kids out here and so many that have gone on to the next level. That's what they're talking about here. Plus, they'll take old guys like me and just get us fit. It doesn't have to be a student athlete. PWI, your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center right here in the heart of Greeley. They're located for everything they do. Services, trainer bios, testimonials. Go to PWITraining.com. We're coming back with the iconic Mark Rogge. We'll do that when we come back in just a second. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Allo Communications Studios here at KFK. Clark and the Coach, Clark and Bruce with you on a Tuesday, and the coach, Mark Rogge, sitting in with us today. Rogues, let's talk about Greeley West. Morgan Brothers, are they the best set of brothers you've ever coached?
Well, I'm fortunate because I've had several sets of brothers that have been really good, but they would certainly be up there. Max and Rex and Blake all were phenomenal football players, but they were also really good kids.
Yeah, no doubt.
Came from an amazing family who brought them upright. So I was the beneficiary of that more than me as a coach. It was just, I can remember those guys sitting there and calling out the opposing plays,
Is that right?
Plays before they
that's fantastic.
So I mean, those are the kinds of kids you're talking about with them.
And I got to bring this up. You're going to throw something at me, but 2008. I mean, you were as close as you can get to a state championship and have one flitter away in the last 19 seconds.
Yeah.
That was the Dylan Orms 4th-and-2 for Wheat Ridge, and the Farmers beat you. I think a 56-yard run or something like that. That's. But when it all said and done, though, you're not thinking about the wins and losses and that stuff. You're thinking about the relationships with the kids, right?
Yeah. So today at lunch, I'm going out with a former player.
Wonderful.
So to me, that's what it's really about when you coach, is, you know, the relationships that you build and the lifelong relationships that you have with your players and your coaches. You know, it always stings when you get beat in that fashion, that state title.
Sure, I don't see
how it stings. Absolutely. I always tell people, coach, it's like a bus. You just got ran over by the bus.
Yeah.
You know?
And you got to go on.
You're just down, and you got to get up. And it's it hurts when you're getting up, and you agonize so many different things. But we've talked about this. How many people can say, coaching-wise, they've been in a state championship game.
Yeah, it's just so hard to get there.
It's so hard.
It is.
It's just so difficult.
Well, and we played and came back in that game like champions.
You did.
We really did. We were down 10 points, 4 minutes to go, and actually took the lead.
Wow, I talk about just a great rally. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
So we have some hurtful moments, but we also have some very proud and amazing. To coach a team like that, I would hope for everybody.
Yeah, no question about it. That is really, really good stuff. All right, big run at Greeley West. I need to get to this because I don't want it to – really interesting to me that, you know, after all that time coaching at Greeley West, you are going to end up taking the athletic directorship job at Resurrection Christian High School, coaching and athletic directorship. If you aren't given the football coaching job, did you go football coach first and then morph into AD? Was it the same – one package at the same time? What did that look like?
No, it was one package.
It was. Would you have taken it without the head coach job?
I would not have.
No.
Yep. I would not have.
I think, Bruce, you're the same way.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yep. Yeah, that was
– coaching was your first thing.
Yeah. And I was – it was my charge. I was fortunate because the coach before me had developed a program that it was was succeeding.
Sure.
And at Rich Yonker, who are friends of both of us.
Just another terrific man, too.
Yeah, another legend in the football circle.
Absolutely, in the Fort Collins area, Pooter High School.
You bet.
I was the beneficiary of his work. And so I, when I got there, learning how to coach at a Christian school.
Sure.
Because I had always been a public school guy.
That's right.
That was a little bit of time. But as soon as I figured that out, I had a really, really good bunch of kids. And they really helped me along my way as well as my staff.
Sometimes the good Lord puts you in a good spot. I think from talking to you, it sounds like that door was open for you in this spot.
Yeah, that's the only reason I was at Res.
And all the things we experienced at Res.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I look back at the football program, and before Rich, the football program was not very good. I mean, it just wasn't very good. Mm-hmm. And then Rich all of a sudden started to build it. And it was a little surprise when he stepped away, mm-hmm. you know. But in comes Mark Rogge Clark, and things just... Not only are they at that high level, now they're increasing levels as well. And the numbers of athletes coming out for the football program are increasing. The scheduling's getting a little tougher. And all of a sudden now you're at a powerhouse in 2A football.
And when it was time for you to step down, this guy was standing in the wings, and you knew that he could go do this. He was one of the guys probably in the back here that said, okay, this is a lot on your plate to be AD and a head coach. This guy over here, this Bruce Dick guy, he can go do it.
Well, you got to know, first of all, I know him.
Sure.
And I know his heart, and I also know his level of expertise. And when I left Res, that's what was needed there.
Yep.
And I knew that was going to take place. I knew that the athletic program was going to be in great hands. And, you know, both of us know, you know, we never stay exactly the same. We want to see it get better.
You bet.
That's what I thought of him. I thought that it has a chance to.
Well, thanks, Coach. But, you know, as an athletic director, both of us, we love sports.
Yep.
You know, absolutely. I'm a basketball coach, but I'll say this. Basketball was not my first love.
Sure.
You know.
You're going to tell me baseball, right?
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Baseball was my first love, but I loved football when I was in high school. I loved football during football season. I loved basketball during basketball season. My first love, it was baseball. But... You know, I think both of us enjoyed seeing the cross-country team and watching the girl side of the athletics grow because we're gym rats.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the way I said, it doesn't matter the sport.
Right.
We're just gym rats and love watching kids compete. It's all about the kids.
Yeah, it is. I remember shedding a tear when our girls volleyball team won the state title. And it was great to win the state title. But it was the girls.
Sure.
It was how they played together as a team, how Caleb Howard brought them along as a staff, and Alex Gonzalez was an assistant coach, and she was real close to me at that time. And, you know, all of the things revolving around that that job. You know, I have to admit, you know, I became a fan of girls soccer during
fantastic,
this time.
Yes.
And I would have never done that had I not been an AD. But it was the girls. It was the watching them compete and being able there to watch them succeed or, you know, have to struggle through hardship. I think that those are life lessons that never go away.
Yeah, and I think coaches of men's sports, when you look at some of the things our female coaches, our coaches coaching females do, we actually can learn some of those things. I always called some of them kumbaya moments, you know, because there's times when you just can't imagine gathering your guys around and, you know, doing some of the things that our women's athletes teams do. But you learn from that about communication, relationships, and, you know, getting inside the heart. Mm-hmm. And it's not all about X's and O's.
No. And Eileen Phillips, my cohort at Res and track right now, one of the great coaches anywhere in any sport. I'm so so proud of her and so blessed to have her. She was a CSU sprinter.
Is that right?
And she does such a great job with our sprint program. And so to have that kind of personality and that kind of drive and to see female athletics grow and flourish like she's been able to have seen in a very short time, I think has been one of the great joys of my coaching career.
A couple of quick stops for you at the last couple of years, too. And every time I sit down with Jeremy Hayden or Donnie Edick, they're heaping praise upon Mark Rogge. And then Steve Fry, too, out at Mountain View as well. A couple of stops there. Are you tell me about those relationships, too. The last couple of years, fun for you again.
Oh, yeah. Jeremy Hayden and I, we kind of grew up together at West. Jeremy coached before West, but he was with me for 5 years at West and then went on to UNC, of course, and then became the head coach at Northridge. I was his offensive coordinator for a year and then became an assistant coach there. And then a year later, I went to Mountain View High School and coached with Steve. Steve was a first-year head coach.
Yep.
And anytime I get a chance to coach football or coach track and field, I feel like I'm a blessed man.
Boy, no doubt about it. And we're blessed to sit there and watch you coach.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Mm-hmm. Will we see you on a sideline again?
I don't know.
You don't know what the good Lord's going to do. Yeah, you're right.
Never say never. Yep. I know that my family right now has got to take precedence over anything else. And which is why I'm not going to coach this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how that'll go, guys.
Well, I'm going to interject there because behind a lot of us coaches is an awesome woman.
Mm-hmm.
And your wife, Robin, knocks it out.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's been through the valleys, the depths.
Yep.
She's endured things in the crowd, mm-hmm. and she's always been there for you and that support.
Yeah. Married a lovely woman, I can promise.
Oh, he overachieved. You think Rogues has overachieved in his coaching career.
Yeah.
Yeah. And with his marriage.
Did he play up a little bit?
He played up so much, so many levels. He went from this level to the highest level there. And
Robin, she's a very talented girl, too. She does so many great things for people. And I've learned a great deal from her.
Boy, that's really well said. I tell you what, it's sitting at the wife behind a coach, or if it's the husband behind the female coach that's out there, it's just a huge role. I mean, it's we don't often think about them, but that's a lot to keep the house going because there's such a commitment, and you're talking about a double commitment when you're at Rez.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how much did you guys see each other? Yeah. Those days.
Yeah, that's the thing about being an athletic director.
Sure.
I mean,
you're at every event, right?
Everything. Yeah, there's parts of the season.
When do you have a night off when you're the AD? Hardly ever, right?
Hardly ever. No. And I wasn't probably as diligent as I needed to be with balance during my years. And so I would encourage that if you're ever going to be an AD.
There's no balance for athletic directors, Rose.
You can try it.
You always say that, yeah. But there we are.
Well, it's good to see you guys sit and talk about old times. And, Mark, just great to just kind of run through the gamut with you, man. I appreciate you in so many different ways. And it's kind of fun to sit around this table and talk football and track and field and all that good stuff.
Well, I've had such a great relationship with KFKA over the years.
Yeah, you have.
And I've been around this area for a long time and can't thank you enough for how you've supported everything that I've been associated with, but all of us as coaches.
You're the best, Rogues.
You're the best.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We really appreciate you. That's Mark Rogge. Everybody knows the name. Iconic individual, coach, athletic director. I mean, everything that this guy does.
Kind of like Cheers.
First class. No doubt about it.
Everybody knows your name.
Everybody. That's right. I was going to sing for a second, but I'll hold that. Thank you so much to AAMCO of Loveland, AAMCO of Fort Collins as well. Don Scott, 40 years in Fort Collins, number one store in the region. They take that great customer service and expertise to Loveland now. In Loveland, Dave Martin's your guy, 667-3000. 2006 in Fort Collins. Give Lance a call running that shop. Dave and Mart and Lance with Don for over 30 years. Talk about great staffs. That's the best staff for auto repair there is. AAMCO of Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland. They're putting the care back into car care. We're coming back in a moment. Thank you so much to Mark Rogge. We're back with Dale Hughes, the Eaton softball coach. They're 5-0 to start, and you should see the schedule they've played. We're back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. All right, welcome back to the program, Allo Communications Studios. Clark and a coach. Bruce, that was a great visit with iconic, not just coach, but individual Mark Rogge here today.
Whenever you spend time with Mark, it's like that.
God,
I mean, it can be lunch, it can be breakfast, it can be whatever. You always are a better person when you spend some time with Mark Rogge.
That's funny. I always say that when I go to church on a Sunday, I'll just feel better coming out of the building. I feel better coming out of the building when Mark Rogge's been sitting here.
Absolutely.
Too. I mean, that's people that can produce that. That's a pretty cool thing. Thank you to my good friends at Quality Well and Pump, 353-3118. As Tony Mastari will always say, yep, circle it, stick it on the fridge. All those numbers up on the fridge, those are the ones you go by. If it has to do with water, you need irrigation, Zomatic dealer. I'm talking about Quality Well and Pump, the big red Q, 353-3118. We thank them for their sponsorship here on Clark and the Coach. Let's go to the Gould Parts Hotline right now. The softball coach out at Eaton High School, Dale Hughes, jumps on with us. Coach, how are you this morning?
Well, I guess there's no pressure following
Yep, that's a tough one. That's a tough act to follow. There's no doubt.
Yeah, but Coach, your team scored more runs than Mark's teams this past week.
Yes, they did. And we're talking now. Here comes Dale Hughes, who's been coaching forever out at Eaton too. How long, Dale, have you been on the campus at Eaton?
Well, I mean, for baseball and softball.
Yeah, for everything, yeah.
Well, I mean, I started coaching baseball for Jim Danley back in 95 when I started with 14-year-olds.
Well, there you go. So we got a lot of coaching years in here.
You started very young then too, Coach.
Then 2001 is when I started on the high school level with Jim.
Wow, fantastic stuff. Let's talk about your girls. This is a great start for you guys. I'm just looking at your schedule, Dale. Who puts this together? Do you have input, or is it Longwell, or what happens there?
Well, you know, I wonder sometimes, right? it was a challenging one. Our tournament, you know, we try to draw all the best 3A teams in the state.
Sure.
We call it an RPI tournament, and I mean, that's what it is,
yeah.
You know, that's why we get, Lamar, La Junta, Rocky Ford, they all want to come. Delta comes all the way down out of the mountain.
You bet.
They've got long travel. Lyman loves being there. And then we've added, you know, University High has always been there in Strasburg. So, it's a good start for the season, I think.
All right. You just named all the top 10 teams right there. It's crazy. I mean, look at it. Just for the folks that don't know, Fort Lupton, 8-4 win. That's Fort Lupton's number 7 in the state. Lamar's number 4. I think that was that Julia Meager who threw against Lamar, because that was a really good effort.
Yes, it was.
Lamar sitting at 4, La Junta's number 10, Lyman's number 6. You roll through these guys. Of course, the Lamar game was a good one for you guys. You know, you're smashing teams. It's good to have a close one once in a while so you can see what your girls do, you know, when the heat is on. So the extra inning game against Lamar, that was a good one early, right?
Yeah, that was one of the best games I've probably coached in a while. That was a nail-biter. Good. The girls got into it. It was an intense game. The umpires were into it. I mean, the crowd was fantastic. That was just a great game. No matter who wins or loses, that was still a great game.
And, Coach, chances are you're going to see some of these teams later down the road past Patriot Play League.
Well, yes, and it's always kind of nice, and that's why all the other teams like to come in. We all get into one big area there, and we can kind of walk around, see each other, and, you know, talk to each other, all the coaches, and just, you know, we have a feel for what's going to be happening later on in the year.
You guys are off until Friday, and then look at this. I mean, just talk about it. Riverdale Ridge on the road, that's all they are, a number three team in 4A. Then you've got the Northern Colorado Showcase Tournament where you're going to have Horizon. They're number four in 5A. You've got Holy Family, number two in 4A. Strasburg coming up after that to get the conference going. It's just a ridiculous schedule. Are you one to think, Dale, I love this because it gets us set up, or, boy, that's brutal. It's like performing in the SEC where you kind of have to try to stay alive while you get better.
Well, what's that old saying? What doesn't kill us makes us stronger.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so, no, it's going to get us where we need to be at the end, I think, to understand the focus and the concentration and the effort that we have to put in every day.
All right. Just a couple of the kids, let's mention them before we got to let you go here. Blake Duncan's ripping the softball. 684 she's hitting. A home run, five doubles, nine RBIs, eight stolen bases. Is she in your leadoff spot?
Yes, she is.
Boom. And I'm going to take I'm just going to throw it out there and say Stephanie Bingley hits in the two hole.
No, she's hitting fourth.
Okay, well, shoot, I blew that one. But talk about Blake.
Well, actually now she's hitting third in the line.
She is third, okay. She's got a terrific bat, of course. But talk about Blake in the leadoff role. That's to get that catalyst to the top of the order. That's huge for you guys.
Well, over the years, I've kind of adapted my strategy, and I always felt like you want to get your best hitter as many at-bats as you can in a game.
Sure.
Well, and when you go through a season and you add up all the extra at-bats that leadoff hitter gets, it's very significant.
Yeah, and then she came up in that spot right where we needed her in that Lamar game to get the big hit to win the game, so...
Boy, outstanding stuff. In the circle, Julia Meager, of course, terrific so far. She's off to a 3-0 start, 23 innings, 3.65 ERA. Stephanie Bingley, boy, she's been fantastic as well. 10 innings so far, 2-0. Just you've got what it takes inside the circle. It seems like you've got the team outside, you know, playing. So it looks like this is a team that that you can steer deep into the playoffs this year.
Well, we're hoping so.
Sure.
But you probably haven't heard that we did lose our number one catcher to a broken thumb.
I didn't hear that. And who is that?
So that's Zoe Hamilton.
Is that Zoe? Okay, that's a bummer. So that means no Zoe and, of course, Sadie Ross.
No Sadie.
Yeah, you know, that's tough.
So we lost Zoe Thursday night. She's catching a bullpen session and caught the ball wrong and fractured her thumb and has to have surgery, so she's out for the year. So
okay, so it's a surgery.
She's shuffling around at that bottom of the order, and, you know, it's opportunities for other girls to step up. So
fantastic. We're talking with Dale Hughes, the Eaton softball coach. Patriot League this year, who's the team? I mean, of course, University, Strasburg. It's hard to pick one, isn't it, Dale?
It is, and don't forget Sterling.
Of course.
Sterling's got Farringer there sitting there in the circle, so it's... And then Bertha drops down, but they go back up for the playoffs. But we have to face Bertha, and they're pretty darn good,
sure,
too.
Yeah, I think they crept into the top 10 this week, too. Bertha's sitting at number 10. So
with this classification, these changes, Coach, you're getting more and more out of that, aren't you, in leagues? Some teams having teams that will play in the league, but change classifications when they go to the playoffs.
Yeah, because you guys are a 3A, 4A league this year.
Yes.
All right, very, very interesting. 6 days off right now. This is kind of an odd part of the schedule for you guys. Do you like that little run where you don't have a game and you can shore it up on the practice field?
Well, yeah, especially with some of our injuries and situations.
Of course.
I lost another starter in our game against Friday to a separated shoulder.
Oh,
jeez. Into second base. So, yeah, we're kind of moving pieces around and getting a little extra work for some of the younger girls. But, you know, I've been fortunate over the years, and we always have a strong group of young ones that seem to be coming through. So
always,
it's a good time to take a little break here, and we'll get ready for Friday and
right.
See what Ray's got for us.
Yeah, that sounds great. Dale, thanks so much for jumping on with us. We'll keep following your Reds, and then we'll down the road, we'll get you back on and catch up again, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.
No more injuries, Coach.
Yep.
No
enough
more
of the injuries. Injuries. Stop that.
Exactly.
Yep, that's right. Dale Hughes, the softball coach out at Eaton High School. The Reds off to a 5-0 start. They are number one in the state right now. Are they the team to beat? We'll find out. Boy, there's so many good softball teams in our area. We'll come back in a moment. Best bets when we end the program today. Yep, we just both won again yesterday. We're just doing it. Bruce, what, 5 out of 6 days he's giving you winners? 4 out of 5. I'm the minor leagues over here. 4 out of 6 for me. I'm the minor leagues over here. We'll come back in a moment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back to the program, Alec Communication Studios. It's Clark and the Coach, Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you on a Tuesday. Or tomorrow, we are going to start talking high school football. We're going to start unloading weekend's worth of games coming up. Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Thursday, we're going to be at Timnath High School. And I found out, well, boy, they don't have room in the press box. There's no room at the inn for Mary and Joseph. We're going to be sitting in the stands at a brand-new high school. I was talking to Brandon Carlucci, the PSD AD, yesterday, and he's fit to be tied because it's like the people that do the press box don't go in and get the answers. What do you need? They just kind of put up what they want. And he said, we need 6 to 7 cubicles, and there's 4. So it's yeah. So he said,
shortcuts.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't. I mean,
wow.
Just
that's
get on the same
bad page. Yeah, be on the same page.
But
exactly.
But a press box is there's a view that an announcer or the folks up there want. You got to give that to them and make it big enough for the coaches, the PA, radio, things like that.
Do we have a name for the stadium yet, or is it just?
I don't know. Timnath
Stadium.
I don't know. All right, let's. We've got 7 o'clock Thursday night, 6:30 pregame. We've got Loveland and Fossil Ridge at Timnath High School, and then the next night, Mike Danson and I are going to be out at Meade High School for Meade and Windsor. So get ready for those. But tomorrow we'll start breaking down the local games coming up this weekend and all the conferences that we follow. Best bets. We're running out of time right here. Bruce hit. I hit it yesterday. Today I go 2-team parlay: Twins under 3.5 runs versus Justin Verlander. Baltimore under 3.5 runs versus Dylan Cease. Get you plus 130. Bruce, where are you going?
Well, we're on opposite sides today, Clark, because I'm going to go with the hot Baltimore Orioles, a team that's already surpassed their predicted win total for the season at home, and taking the Kansas City Royals at home over the Diamondbacks. 2-team parlay, plus 365.
Woo!
On that 2-team parlay.
Holy cow, trying to beat Dylan Cease. I think he's going to be the AL Cy Young Award winner.
He could be, but he may not get any runs today.
Well, so I just need them to go under 3.5. Baltimore can win 3-0. That's fine.
There you go.
All right, thank you to Mark Rogge for jumping on. Iconic coach out here in Northern Colorado. And thank you to Dale Hughes, the Eaton Reds softball coach. The whole show is coming up next right here from the Alec Communication Studios. This has been Clark and the Coach on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.